It is a rezoning at 903 Multi Avenue under file DAZ233 of 2012. In accordance with the charter and the development procedures bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following will be also heard at the same time. So item 9, variance at 903 Mulvey under file DAV167525 of 2012.
Okay, yeah. I'll just wait a sec, too.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear a thing.
I'll repeat.
Oh.
We're just starting up the Mulvey stuff.
Yeah, we'll repeat all the stuff about Mulvey. We'll start over. It is kind of noisy. If everybody could take their conversations outside, thank you so much.
Yeah, the appellant is his other guest, but I know Martin's with them after them. Well, I just know that Martin was, we ran into him earlier. He said he was going to be here. Yeah. Okay, we're just going to proceed again.
Okay, so item 8 is a rezoning at 903 Mulvey Avenue under file DAZ233 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 9 is a variance at 903 Mulvey Avenue under file DAV167525 2012D.
Okay, and we have with the applicant, we have Martin Sanders, who was our former planner here one time. Oh, we don't want to know that. We're not supposed to say that. Sorry. Nothing to be. I have good memories. Okay, and Gurvinder.
You don't have to feel guilty.
Never have.
And Gurvinder Bangu. And we also have Ram Paul in support. So if you wish to wait there, whatever, go ahead. May I proceed?
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. I'm Gurvinder Bangu. I'm the owner of the house at 903 Mulvey Avenue. I have planned to start a business as a beauty salon within that existing house at 903 Mulvey Avenue. I also have a plan to minimize renovation within this house, and I have planned to remove the garage from my backyard and to make a couple of parkings there. So I also plan to start a small business, like under restitution. So I'm hiring one nail technician there. So I have planned to start like by appointments, not walk-ins. So I think so those parkings are good enough for my customers. So my like working hours will be 9 to 9, Monday to Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 5. So, if you guys have any other questions, so Martin will explain to you further.
Okay, is there any questions, John?
I could ask the administration, but I'll ask because you have a handy man beside you. The variance, on the variance, if you can provide me a little clarity on the west yard. I think it's the west yard or the rear yard setback. The west side yard of 4.5 feet versus 10 feet. Can you explain that to me, why that's so?
That's Councillor. Good evening, by the way. We're seeing the committee, but good to be here again. That's Councillor Orlico. That represents what's built on the site right now.
Okay.
The property has a two-story home, and the business is intended to be operated within the renovated confines of that particular structure. So it's a maintenance variance.
Maintenance variance.
So not establishing anymore.
This is pre-existing right now. Just
there will be no expansion.
Okay. So we're not moving any buildings back towards the west side, which means towards the residential part. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Not at this point.
Anything else you want to add?
I do have some, just in terms of context. As you guys recall, there was an adjournment last month, I think it was December 4th, to allow an opportunity for the applicant to meet with area residents, or consult with area residents, I should say. So I just wanted to provide a little bit of context on that. In addition, if you don't mind, I'd like to make some reference to the planner's report, just to provide some context for this proposal. Okay. So, as you guys know, the property is located on the west side of Stafford Street in the stretch between Corridon Avenue and Grant Avenue. It's located at the corner, the northwest corner of Stafford and Mulvey. On that site, as I mentioned, there's an existing two-story house. The property is currently zoned R1M, single-family medium, I think it is. Michael, correct me if I'm wrong. What they're hoping to do, the beauty salon, to establish in this building, you can't do under that zoning. So the recommendation from the planning department was to rezone it to C1 local commercial district. So in terms of context, from the perspective of Plan Winnipeg, Complete Communities, they refer to this, unlike the proposal that you guys just heard on Jesse Avenue, Stafford Street is seen as a transformative area, not as an area of stability. Specifically, it's designated as one of Winnipeg's mixed-use corridors, and these corridors are to provide an opportunity for a range of uses, including what's referred to as active uses, such as personal services, beauty salon qualify for that, or retail uses. These corridors are to be a focus of growth, concentrating people and jobs in areas such as this that are well served by transit and located in close proximity to transit stops. Development along these corridors, however, is to mitigate potential impacts on neighborhood streets, parks, and properties in the vicinity, including, and this is a direct quotation, by preserving existing structures in order to maintain existing character while providing affordable commercial spaces for small businesses. So this proposal, I think you guys would agree, is consistent with that direction under our Winnipeg and Complete Communities. The planner's report refers to Stafford as having, and I'm quoting again, the characteristics of a neighborhood mixed-use corridor, that is, local collector streets that accommodate retail and mixed-use forms in small clusters with low to medium density housing located between the clusters. The report notes that commercial conversions of residential properties should only occur on corners, on regional streets, and within or adjacent to existing clusters of commercial properties, and they should be encouraged to keep the residential structure in order to maintain the residential character. The report concludes that, in this instance, the subject property meets all of these criteria, and my client agrees with that assessment. I mentioned the area consultation. On Wednesday, December 19th, Pardev, who wasn't able to be here tonight, he had some family business to attend to, he and Ram Paul, who's also here this evening, door knocked along both sides of Mulvey Avenue between Stafford and Harrow, as well as along the south side of Warsaw, in that same block, properties that abut the shared lane between Mulvey and Warsaw. This makes up approximately 40 properties. They dropped off leaflets providing development proposal details, date of the public open house, and contact information if people had questions or we're looking for just some additional detail about it. So I got copies of those leaflets, if I can give them to Andrea. So that's what was dropped off at all of these properties. And you'll see there's a copy of the site plan there, description of the proposal, and Hardev's contact phone number. In addition, I indicated a date for a public open house to be held in the neighborhood. The decision was made to do it a convenient location, but not at the property itself. Deliberately wanted to make people feel welcome at a community facility rather than crossing the threshold of the developer's property. So it was scheduled for Friday, December the 21st, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at Harrow United Church at the corner of Mulvey and Harrow, but a block away from the subject property. Copies of the site plan, floor plan, and planner's report that you guys have all seen as part of the agenda were displayed, and Hardev and Ron Paul were on hand to discuss the proposal and to answer any questions area residents may have had. Approximately, and Ron Paul, could let me know if I got this right, approximately nine area residents attended, and what was shared with me was that most of the comments and questions from area residents concerned, besides the proposed beauty salon, we're more concerned about what else might be allowed under this change in zoning from R1 to C1. I understand that I'm not allowed to bring forward new information if we come back after those in opposition. Mm-hmm. So if you allow me just a couple of minutes to summarize. The property, as we mentioned, is located along a corridor that's to accommodate growth and development. and it already exhibits, a range of development types besides residential along this particular stretch of Stafford Street. You'll see existing retail, personal service, restaurant, clinic, office, church, car repair, and utility uses present. In fact, of the 31 properties that that are located along this portion of Stafford Street, 13 are single-family dwellings, 12 are non-residential uses, and 6 are developed with either duplexes, triplexes, or a multiple-family development down towards Grand Avenue. The applicant seeks permission to establish a beauty salon use, which is deemed a personal service use in the city zoning bylaw. Such uses typically operate on an appointment basis, with trade spread out, in this case, more evenly throughout the day than some commercial uses. So it has probably more in common with uses such as professional offices, clinics, doctor's offices, things of that nature than say, a restaurant, which, of course, cluster activity around particular times of the day. The proposal is to include redevelopment of the existing house. The proposal respects the neighborhood built form character and provides on-site parking with access from the public lane directly off of Stafford Street. The 5 parking spaces that are to be established in the rear yard for customers, they're not required to be provided under the current zoning bylaw, but that is a comparable number that would have been required under the previous zoning bylaw, 6,400. That area will be screened by a light-proof fence along the shared property line between this property and the closest residential neighbor to the west, and an 8-foot landscaped area that's to be established to provide some additional buffering of the parking area. Stafford itself is a regional street with weekday traffic volumes exceeding 25,000 vehicles per day. For comparison, just to the north along Corridon Avenue, near Stafford and Harrell, we're looking at 18,000 vehicles per day, so significantly less along that stretch. Harrell, only about 8,000 vehicles per day. Even Grant Avenue itself, to the south in the same vicinity, 24,000 vehicles per day. So there's a significant amount of vehicular traffic along this street at this time. In terms of transit service, 29 Sherbrooke route provides service with 15-minute headways. During peak times, off-peak 30 minutes, with north and southbound stops within a block of the property. In addition, active transportation is provided through the network of public sidewalks along all neighborhood streets in the grid system, as well as by the new bike lane along Harrow Street, that's a block to the west, and the bike boulevard that was established along Warsaw Avenue, a block to the north. So that's all I have. Is there anything else? Paul, did I miss anything?
Okay. Any other questions, anyone?
Not at this point.
Thank you very much. You'll have an opportunity to come back following those in opposition. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in support of this application? You'll just be recorded? Okay, thank you. In opposition, we have a number of people. Please indicate if you wish to speak. Anna Trotta, do you wish to be recorded?
No, just opposed.
Opposed? In opposition? Martha Van den Mosler, do you wish to speak? No, you wish to be recorded in opposition? Linda Bish?
Yes, I'll speak.
You'll speak? Okay.
My name's Linda Bish. I live at 929 Malvi. And I have previously emailed in my opposition for the first meeting. I did attend the open house and asked lots of questions. My concern, and I think concern of some of my neighbors who are also opposed but unable to come, is the hours of operation. I'm in the middle, well, near the end of the block closest to Harrell. We have a church at our corner, Harrell United. It's very busy with lots of activities going on. It's community-based, and I feel that's what we are, part of the community. I'm fine with that. But our street is very busy with parking. We also have another street in our area not far from Malvi, St. Ignatius Church, and also St. Ignatius School. I think there's a concern on our street because we haven't had any commercial business of its being changed from residential to commercial. And last summer, it was approved across Stafford that there's a deli or a restaurant being built. So there is no parking, especially for the restaurant. They would come down to our block. So the hours with 9 to 9 and 9 to 5 on weekends, for church-wise and school-wise, we just have a concern. And also, as the fellow spoke, we are mostly fine with what's proposed to come in there, but our concern is, what if that is sold? Then what? So, thank you.
Any questions?
No, I understand.
Okay, thank you. Annette Gargle, you wish to speak?
I'm Annette Gargle. I live at 950 Mulvey, two doors down from the property that's subject of this hearing. Since I was here a month ago, I have had opportunity to learn about the proposed salon and that's intended for the corner of my home street. Mr. Bang Liu and a companion came to my house and spoke with me, answered my questions. I was not able to attend the open house, but I very much appreciate the information that was provided, and I understand that the current intent for the property is low scale, with minimal alterations to the property, and I actually have no objection to this particular proposal. I do, however, strongly object to the scope of the C1 rezoning. Because they were referenced in the city planner report, and luckily because they've been referred to so much tonight, I spent some time familiarizing myself with our Winnipeg and complete community direction strategy. These are really good documents. I see the intent of the neighborhood mixed-use corridor, and I understand now like how that fits in with the larger plan for Winnipeg, Stafford being that neighborhood mixed-use corridor. But these are strategic and planning frameworks, and much of these documents are subjective in nature, and they're open to interpretation with phrases such as keeping in character with surrounding neighborhood, where appropriate, where feasible, where practical. So I see potentially a vast difference between the spirit of these fine documents and the reality of what happens with development sometimes, given a broad C1 rezoning. And I fear that a broad C1 rezoning is a blank check to some developer who may later, at some future date, meet the letter of the zoning bylaw, but somehow miss the spirit of our Winnipeg and community, complete communities. The city planner's report for this hearing states, the Winnipeg Public Service takes a very restrained approach to commercial conversions of residential properties, wherever possible to maintain residential character. In this instance, the subject property meets all of these criteria. But what about a future use under this rezoning? Also, in complete communities, one of the guiding principles, the sixth one says, the collaborative implementation of our Winnipeg will be inclusive, transparent, accessible, and meaningful for everyone. Within the City of Winnipeg report, there are three uses which are identified as not permitted. So I was pleased to understand that this was a way to adjust the zoning, rezoning criteria and scope. And that confirms to everyone that there are uses within the C1 zoning that are not appropriate for all C1 areas. So I'm wondering, perhaps can we expand this? So what I request is that the C1 uses that currently are not allowed in a residential R1 zone, which is what that building currently is right now, which are worrisome and potentially inappropriate, I request that these also not be permitted within the rezoning, and the uses which currently are conditional within an R1 remain as conditional within the C1. And I actually went through line by line, and so I've listed these. I have a copy of this, which I will
have
all my words that I will share with you, where I've just gone through each of the uses and listed what I would request be not permitted on the land, and then the uses that be conditionally permitted, which is basically what we live with now. So the salon, personal services, would be permitted. And the thought is that this solution allows the owner to achieve their objective. They can open the salon and proceed with the business. And it gives us, the residents, the assurance that a future changed use, including, if someone wants to demolish the house or, whatever they want to do, that would be subject to local stakeholder review and input prior to finalization. We wouldn't just find out about it because it's happening. Expanding the restriction of the C1 permitted use is in keeping with Complete Communities' principle of collaborative implementation and a process which is inclusive, transparent, accessible, and meaningful for everyone. And it supports the City of Winnipeg's identification for a need for a very restrained approach to commercial conversions of residential properties. Most importantly, this approach will safeguard against any of our imagined or otherwise inappropriate commercial use of our residential street. So, in conclusion, we care deeply about our homes and our street. By limiting the C1 use, if a future owner of this property wishes to change the use, we who live there will be permitted to have the opportunity to understand and participate in the decisions which are made which impact our lives and our homes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions, anyone?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I have Michael Clark. Did you wish to add anything?
No.
Okay, come on up.
I'm speaking on behalf of Anna Trotta, who's my mother-in-law, who lives adjacent to the property. Granted, I was sort of pulled into this at the last minute because the other people, the family members who were planning to speak, were sick. Doing a little bit of research, what I found today was, and I'm trying to compare apples to apples, but having a commercial property right next door to your residence clearly has an impact, as you can see when you look at city assessments and property influence, commercial adjacent. So part of my concern is her property value, because when you look at similar properties, and I'm referring to 879 Garwood and 878 Fleet Avenue, they're a story and a half, roughly within 10 years of when her house was built. Now, granted, the features aren't all exactly the same, but the property values are anywhere from $100,000 to $20,000 difference. And I don't know if that's specifically because unfinished basement or whatever, but I'm just saying it seems to have an impact on property value by having a commercial property adjacent to hers. She has a wonderful home with a vacant lot next to hers and her house. She has lived there for 30-some-odd years.
50.
There you go.
And in that time, and I've only known her for about maybe 10 years, and during that time, I've heard that there has been many times in which she has been approached about that vacant lot next to hers to purchase it for developing as a home. And yet, she has refused to sell because she enjoys having that side lot. Now, with this commercial property next door to that, will that make that property less sellable? I mean, unfortunately, she's 75 years old. She's not going to be there for the next 30 years. God, willing she would be, but she may not. But at some point, she's going to have to sell. And so does this make this property more difficult to sell, or she'll get less value for it in the long run based on the fact that there's a commercial property next door? And, we're looking out for the best interests of this woman, and, you know, those are our main concerns. There are issues regarding the amount of parking that's available on the street, and as mentioned, I mean, you've got churches and other stuff that are in use all the time, like from, you know, Monday to Friday and even on the weekends. So even just when we find that we go to her house on Sunday to eat dinner, I mean, you know, Sunday at 6 o'clock, the street's full already. So that's an issue already. But the other thing is that it was mentioned about the number of commercial properties that are existing on the street already. But if you take a look at it, the most of the commercial properties don't fall within Grant and Stafford. A lot of that stuff is, or not Grant and Stafford, Grant and Court, and a lot of the commercial properties are further up. So this, I mean, granted there's two properties on the other side of the street, but this would be sort of a completely different, or, you know, a first start of something that may be later, you know, more development or whatever. And it would be nice to, I don't know, if we could keep that further up the street where it's more, there's more traffic, I would say, because most people, I would think that if they're traveling along Stafford, you know, most of it is traveling, you know, through that area and not making an awful lot of stops, because most of the commercial area is Corden and further up. So I think that this would change the nature of the neighborhood more than it exists already.
I'll ask that question for you when I ask the administration some questions.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Okay. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in opposition to this issue, this matter? Hearing none, we can have the applicant come back up. Did you wish to speak to the...
Can you speak maybe the administration before
to
that?
The administration first before we have you come back up. Go ahead.
We talked about, and we're facing this throughout most of the established neighborhoods, we've faced it on Academy recently. And again, it's not the development that is so much the issue, it's where is this all going? How far is this going to go down? What shall tomorrow be? No offense to my colleague here, but not every neighborhood wants to be a Corden Avenue. They would think that they worry about some of the bar issues.
Not every neighborhood wants a drive-through either.
And they don't want drive-throughs. And other areas all want probably. But again, they all share exactly the same thing: is they all live in the neighborhood together. They want to know what the future holds, even though it may all be exactly what we all think it will be. So I guess my question is, after the last meeting was brought up after me, which was a really good point, is how much commercial is relevant versus how much residential? How much are we looking at doing commercial all the way down Stafford? And I do think the people who actually looked into our Winnipeg document and saw what the idea of Stafford is in the future. I actually live very close to Stafford, and one of the reasons I became engaged in City Hall politics was that moment where they decided to rip down a house at the end of my street on Stafford, two houses away, and put up this fiveplex. And that was, again, I had no idea how that came about and why it came about. But at the end of the day, we were able to work with the developer and the area council at the time and get it down to a threeplex, something a little more manageable. But again, we had to do something like that. But again, there's still the same question arises, what's the future hold for Stafford? So based upon that, I wonder, and it was a quite a good point, we don't have a plan development overlay or some guiding principle document that will tell you exactly how much residential versus commercial development we'll have on Stafford. I'd love to have that. I wish we had a lot more planners and a lot more resources to do all that kind of work, but we don't. That's reality. So based upon that inability to do that, to the administration I asked, on the idea of increasing the restricted usage for the commercial for the future, and the list that we provided today, such as adding in hotel, adding in restaurants, is that doable? I'm not sure how we do that today.
We do have the ability to do that through the zoning agreement. If you take a look at the administrative report. We took a stab at that by restricting three uses from the C1 district that we thought weren't a good fit in this location. So what is being proposed is to expand that list. That's doable through the administrative report, just by expanding the list that we've already started there.
And how are we able to at this point choose or select those lists? Because you know, some things I'll maybe the community or people would want to know what's being not selected or being banned, but we can't do that for whatever policy reason or something. How does that process work at this point?
Do we need to adjourn? Are you talking about this particular application?
For just this application specifically.
I would recommend taking about a 15-minute recess then, and for the committee to go through that list and determine which of those uses would be appropriate to prohibit on this site and which ones would be appropriate to keep as permitted uses.
Okay. I think that'll be a...
Just so I can clarify on this list that we're given. So we'll recess for 10-15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your patience, everyone.